Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another edition of Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for salacious stories, sensual readings, and good old-fashioned filthy fun. I'd like to take a minute to remind you to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss another episode. And if you have any particular fantasies or desires that you would like to hear brought to life through story, then just put a comment below or email me at devlin@wilddesires.com, and I will do everything I can to satisfy your pleasure. Now, before we get into this evening's story, some technical things. As you've probably noticed, if you've been to the website, wilddesires.com, we've had a changeover of servers this week. And there's a few gremlins in the system, but they've all been chased down and shot now. So everything is working tickety-boo. I have a new experiential erotic story out next week, The Edge of Silk. So, might do a small reading from that next week, just to give you a teaser. I do like to tease you. So, this evening's story. As always, this story is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Put your earbuds in. Take a nice deep breath and just let all the stress, all that tension of the week go. For the next half an hour or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time, your pleasure. So close your eyes. Just let my words, my voice drift over you. The computer flickers to life, its soft glow filling the room, illuminating Nan's face. She turns her head, as if pained by the light. Fuck, she mumbles, the savage claws of a hangover dragging across her brain. She winces again, promising herself a glass of water and 2 ibuprofen once this damn computer started to work properly. If it ever did. It wasn't that the IT equipment was old in this office, or even useless. It just never seemed to work as Anne intended. And in her book, that made it broken. The other staff never seemed to have the same problems, or not ones that they admit to at least. Consoling herself, it was probably just that they never owned up to having an issue. Of course everybody else had the same problems. Even the damn photocopier mocked her. For 3 days she hadn't been able to photocopy one damn piece of paperwork, and she sure as hell wasn't asking any of the other younger girls to help her. Leaning back in her seat, closing her eyes for a moment, waiting for the familiar ping of the computer to wake her, she let her mind wander back to the bar last night. There had certainly been a lot of gin and tonics passing her lips. The jokes had flowed freely. It had been so long since they had gathered as friends. Anne truly felt like last night was her first night of freedom after serving months in prison. The computer serenaded her briefly and cursed, having hoped for a few more minutes of reliving last night, surveying the office again, looking for some distraction this morning. Of course, the drinking had led to issues this morning with her partner, and despite her best efforts, Anne had to leave the house frustrated and wanton. She needed something to take her mind off the dull ache between her thighs. The phone rings, shattering the genesis of her lustful thoughts. Yet the minute the call is over, they return with a vengeance. Damn, why are men so useless in bed after getting drunk? Tonight, his shifts mean he's working away. So it was back to her favourite battery-powered boyfriend. Something that was becoming all too familiar for Anne's liking. Back to letting her eyes drift around the office. The office is clean and sterile, like most offices she would imagine. Self-motivational images hung from the walls. Not that they really had any effect on Anne. Bookcases lined the walls, full of important-looking tomes on various aspects of business. Each one of them looking more boring than the last. When she first started working in the office, she had briefly started reading one of the books. An interest that had lasted less than 10 seconds. She couldn't have been more than 100 words in and felt her panties dropping off in boredom. Her panties. Damn that thought. God, was this going to be her day today? Hungover, horny and frustrated to hell and back. This was going to be one hell of a long day. Shifting on her seat uncomfortably, her wet pleasure already teasing at the soft lace of her panties, Anne squeezes her thighs together, hoping to tame her hot lust. As her wraparound skirt falls gently over her moving thighs, the sudden breeze caresses at her panties, stimulating her further. Anne tries to withhold the gentle moan that escapes her lips. Automatically closing her eyes, she sinks into the unbidden pleasure a little more. The ring of her desk phone shakes her quickly from her brief fantasy. A deep voice, resonant and dominant, speaks.
Hi. I've been booked to fix your network issues, but I'm running a little late. I'll be with you in about an hour.
The tones in the voice melt through Anne, somehow each vowel teasing her body in such a salacious way. Okay, fine. Most of the office will be in a training session. Will that be okay? Anne responds, frustrated with the disruption to her fantasy.
As long as I can get my hands on everything I need, it will be fine.
That delectably warm voice resonates somewhere deep within Anne's panties. I'll see you then, Anne says, replacing the handset. She sighs a breath of relief. At least she has an excuse now not to go to the staff training session. The minutes pass by. Anne watches as everyone leaves for the upper floor offices, grateful for the opportunity to sleep a little and recover from the sins of last night. Closing her eyes, she relaxes into a brief sleep. A loud knock at the door wakes her sharply. Reacting on instinct, Anne leaps from her chair and is halfway to the main door before she is even fully awake. Opening it, she stares confused at the young man stood on the doorstep. Can I help you?
Yes, it's Mark from Network Services. We spoke an hour ago.
He says, looking equally confused.
Oh yes, please come in.
As the sleep drops from her eyes, Anne can see the sparkle in his eyes, his firm jawline, his wide smile as he speaks in that beautiful tone. His toned body as he moves past Anne, brushing against her. Her skirt falls open and his hand inadvertently brushes her thigh, sending tremors through Anne's core. She shudders at his touch, his hands rough against the silken flesh of her thighs. Walking into the main office, he puts his toolbox down on Anne's desk.
Am I all right leaving this here? He asks.
His tones caressing every inch of Anne's body.
Yeah, I guess, she stutters, her eyes tracing a seductive line over his torn jeans, lingering longfully around his groin, noticing the prominent bulge beneath the faded denim. A thousand images flash in Anne's mind. Good. He turns. Anne's eyes cannot help but settle on his tight ass, the contours showing beautifully through the denim. Salacious thoughts invade Anne's mind. Lust burns between her thighs as her eyes dance over every inch of his hard, toned body. Not needing to feel this lust so intensely between her thighs, Anne returns to her seat, keeping her desk firmly between her and the sexy young network engineer. She really did not need any more temptation today. Sliding her chair under the safety of her desk, she inquired, "Do you need me for anything?" Suddenly aware, her tongue was caressing her lips in a habit she had when she was downright horny. "No, I'm good," he replied, obviously oblivious to her desires, his attention firmly on the contents of his toolbox. What is it with men? "Okay, wake me up if you need anything." With her quick response, Anne closed her eyes, determined to enjoy the rest of the sleep she had started earlier. She had another couple of hours before everyone else would return. That was ample time to rid herself of both her hangover and the wanton thoughts invading her mind. It felt like she'd only drifted off for a minute before he disturbed her again.
"The problem's in the cables under the desks. I'm going to have to work under the desks."
Refusing to return totally from the bliss of sleep, Anne's eyes remained firmly closed. "Fine, I'm here if you need me, but please only if it's urgent." And with that, Anne surrendered to her much-needed sleep once more. Somewhere in the depths of her dream, she became aware of warm hands pushing her knees gently apart. Feels so real. His strong hands moving gently up her calves, rough fingers caressing her silken skin. Desire automatically takes over, and Anne's thighs naturally part, willing the attention, wanting the feeling of his hands, his lips, his tongue, along her body. Her skirt falls apart, exposing her wet panties to him, exposing her desire, her lust, her need, alternating between sensuous kisses, long flicks of his tongue, and the stinging bite of his teeth. He slowly moves his mouth up her legs. Even in her dream, Anne can feel the desire burning inside of her, the aching in her pussy, her clit, to be licked, caressed, fucked. As his mouth moves over the inside of her knees, his rough stubble burning at her soft skin, tantalizing her, her pussy gently throbbing, aching for those lips, those fingers, that cock. The heat radiating from his lips is undeniable. A gentle moan drops from her lips. A gentle moan drops from her lips. "Fuck me, please." Ignoring her pleas, he continues to move slowly up her thighs, the gentle sting of his teeth sending shockwaves straight up through her thighs into her pussy and right there on her clit. As Anne pushes her chair back, his lips never leave her skin, the firm flick of his tongue causing her body to ache in such intense ways. Already her thighs tense as he slowly moves up, her toes curling in her strappy sandals. "Jesus," she moans, her hands drop on the thick curls of his hair, running her fingers tightly through them as he moves slowly towards where she needs to feel his mouth, pulling him further, her want, overpowering any ambition she has left, his breath caressing that soft flesh on the inside of her thighs, the dampness of his lips burning through as she feels his stubble, caressing the outside of her wet panties, teasing the lips of her pussy through that soft material. "Please," she gasps, turning his head. His tongue teases along the edge of her panties. Looking down, she holds the intense gaze of his deep blue eyes, willing his tongue further, deeper. Slowly, he slides one finger up the lace edge of her panties, easing it back, exposing her wanton pussy to the merciless pleasure of his tongue. Determined to hold that gaze of his beautiful eyes, she refuses to close hers as his fingers trace a slow line along the length of her lips. Her stomach tenses in anticipation of the desire as he circles her clit, denying her the pleasure of stroking it just yet, satisfied with watching her writhe in passion. As he parts her lips, the rush of a gentle breeze caresses around her clit, teasing it still further. Anne's body responds with an intense shudder from head to toe, her fingers grasping at his hair, resisting the pull of her hands. He gives one intense flick of his tongue, firm and lavish across her clit, forcing her body to arc with need. Smiling gently, his tongue caresses slowly around her clit, taunting it, teasing it, before his lips suck gently on it, pulling it firmly between his teeth. The stinging pleasure of his teeth subsiding as his tongue gently caresses between her lips, tasting her sweet juices, pushing up higher until it brushes along her clit with firm, long strokes, making Anne's back arc again. And then the sudden thrust of his fingers deep into Anne's pussy forces a needy cry from her mouth. "Oh, God!" The sensation fueled by her wet pleasure seeping down her thighs, her lips stretching around his rough fingers as they thrust deeper and deeper into Anne's inviting pussy, his tongue flicking viciously across her clit, sucking it, biting it. The orgasm already moving up her body is undeniable, unyielding, unstoppable, as her thighs clench tightly around his head. She can hear herself moaning, which just intensifies the sensations moving through her body. The clenching in her stomach becomes a swirling, intense and burning through her like wildfire. She grasps tightly at his hair, pulling him harder onto her pussy, needing to release, needing to come. Anne's body tenses as the orgasm explodes over her body, his tongue slowing. As Anne's body shudders in pleasure, he stands up, his hard cock pressing the denim of his faded jeans. Hungrily, Anne grasps at his belt buckle and then his waistband, her lips seeking his hard cock as his pants drop to the floor. Firm and hot on her tongue, she slides her lips up and down his length, enjoying the ache of pleasure as he grows even harder between her lips, his throbbing need teasing at her tongue. Wantingly, Anne takes him deeper, suppressing a gag as he threatens her throat, tears stinging down her cheeks as she feels his cock pulsing in her mouth, the first drops of pre-cum easing onto her tongue. His fingers grasp at her hair, pulling her head back and away from his delicious cock. Lifting her roughly from her chair, he pushes her onto her desk and wraps her legs around his waist. The tune of Lady Madonna drifts through the air before silencing and her cell phone vibrating on the desk next to her. A mischievous glint appears in his eyes. "What's your number?" Without thinking, Anne gives him her number. He picks up the desk phone and dials quickly, all the time his intensely blue eyes never leaving Anne's. The tune of Lady Madonna drifts through the air again. Grabbing her phone, he holds it tight against her clit, The vibration in the phone setting off tremors through Anne's body. Riedau, again the vibrations against her clit. Riedau, again the vibrations against her clit, her body aching with the waves of pleasure moving up and down her. Riedau, more vibrations, her clit throbbing, aching in pleasure, her pussy needing to be fucked, so hard, so deeply. Pulling her skirt apart, his arms push harshly under her legs, lifting them over his shoulders. Moving her panties to one side, he pushes his throbbing erection deep inside Anne's eager pussy, her wet lips stretching around his girth as he pounds into her. Leaning into her, his thrust quicken, forceful, masterful, animalistic. The burning desire in his eyes arousing Anne even further. Desperately, she grasps at the side of the desk, pulling herself onto him, meeting every thrust with her own passionate motion. His rough hands finding her clit, rubbing it firmly as he thrusts harder and harder into her. Somewhere in the distance, she can hear a phone ring, but too immersed in the pleasure of this hard fucking man, Anne tries to ignore it. Strangely, the sound of the phone ringing, in perfect timing with his hard thrust, seemed to accentuate the sensations, as if the phone was teasing at her clit with every thrust of his cock, as if every ring of the phone was somehow teasing at her clit, as he fucks her faster and faster, harder and harder, every ring of the phone, every rub of his thumb, every thrust of his cock, increasing her orgasm, more and more intense, closer and closer, moaning louder and louder, the ring of the phone intensifying the sensation as his cock explodes inside of her. Warm cum filling her pussy. Her body explodes in delightful satisfaction as she comes right there on his cock. As the warm pleasure of her orgasm embraces her body, the ringing of the phone slowly fades. Anne's moans gently ease to a panting. She closes her eyes, enjoying the feeling of his cum dripping from her pussy. His cock gently slides from inside her, and he helps her back into her chair. As her breathing calms, Anne feels a veil of sleep. Anne feels a veil of sleep embrace her in a perfect bliss.
"Excuse me, I think we're done."
His deep resonant tones awaken Anne abruptly. "Oh yeah, yeah, we are." She manages, confused, her mind clouded from her dream.
"Everything should work to your satisfaction now."
"Great, thank you. Sorry, I must have fallen asleep," Anne says, shaking the sleep from her mind. "I'll let you out." She walks slowly towards the door, her legs shaking a little. Grasping the handle, she pauses for a moment, steadying herself. As she pulls the door open, leaning against it for stability, he turns and smiles as he leaves. It's been a pleasure, his voice warming and resonant. Anne returns his smile, still confused. As the door clicks shut, she slowly becomes aware of a warm sensation dripping down her thigh. Enjoying that pleasure for a moment, the soft waves of satisfaction still moving over her body. Confusion clouds her mind. Was she asleep? Was it a dream? She couldn't have just fucked a strange man on her desk. Returning to her desk, she sinks into her seat. "Does it matter?" she mumbles, grinning to herself. Sliding a hand between her thighs, her fingers lift the warm cream to her lips, savouring it for a moment. Anne is suddenly aware of the phone ringing, pausing for a second, her pussy clutching in perfect time, every sound of the phone as if it was teasing at her clit. Enjoying the sensations moving through her body, Anne pauses for a moment longer, listening to the phone, feeling the aching growing in her pussy again, before lifting it up and answering it. So, I hope you enjoyed that little story this week. Next week I'm doing a chapter reading. Yay, we got another erotic chapter reading. So that's cool. I'm thinking about doing a teaser I might do a teaser from Edge of Silk. Have to think about that one. Don't know if you've been good enough. So please, remember to subscribe. But until next time, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you the most salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.